Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday. As you know, every Monday on the Daisy Take, I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. I have said that since I started this, and I really believe that's, you know, what we need to do. That's my mantra. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. And it's really all of our responsibility. And it should have been from the very beginning. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Information for today's podcast comes from nmhomicide.com, bia.gov. Now I'm going to start reading some of these names, and I want you to understand that I've talked about some of these people before. But what I'm getting at is trying to let everyone know things that are going on within the Indigenous community. Mary Margaret Begay, not to be confused with Ella Mae Begay, from Grand Canyon, Arizona, has been missing since August 2, 1957. Paul Benally from Winslow, Arizona, has been missing since May 1, 1972. Gloria Ann Talley went missing out of Albuquerque on June 19, 1986, and hasn't been seen or heard from since. And these are just a few of the forgotten people that have been missing. You know, these are just a few of the forgotten that have been missing. And Advocate Meski Yatse is working on bringing awareness to. Now, I'm sorry if I messed up your name. I do apologize. It's Yatsayte. Herman Etsity from Gallup has been missing since 1985. Anthonette Christine Cayadito has been missing since 1986. Danny Nelson went missing in Flagstaff in 1996. Christine Lester from Indian Wells, Arizona, went missing on April 5th, 1987. Betty Ann Claw went missing in 1996 in Farmington. Wade N. Benally went missing in 2000 and was last seen in Crown Point, New Mexico. Now, these are just some of the names, and there is photos of the missing people, as you know, along with posters and flyers from the Navajo Nation Missing Persons Updates. Printed media and social networks are resources. For decades, Native American and Alaskan Native communities have struggled with high rates of assault, abduction, and murder of tribal members. Community advocates describe the crisis as a legacy of generations of government policies and forced removals, land seizures, and violence inflicted on Native people. It's astonishing to me that people do not think that we are all equal. Your skin color may be different. Your background may be different. Your ethnicity may be different. But we all bleed the same. We all have the same brain. This is why I do this, because it angers me. It angers me to the point where we need to get it together. I fight for this every Monday because I want there to be change. I want there to be change. In a 2016 study by the National Institute of Justice, the NIJ, found more than 4 in 5 American Indian and Alaska Native women, that's 84.3%, have experienced violence in their lifetime, including 56.1% who have experienced sexual violence. In the year leading up to the study, 39.8% of American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence, including 14.4% who had experienced sexual violence. Overall, more than 1.5 million American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. That to me is unacceptable. How are you going to justify that? That is unacceptable. In September 2017, the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, released a report titled Human Trafficking: Investigations of Indian Country or Involving Native Americans and Actions Needed to Better Report on Victims Served. The GAO surveyed tribal and major city law enforcement agencies and victim service providers on human trafficking investigations. 27 of the 132 tribal law enforcement agencies that responded to the survey reported initiating investigations involving human trafficking. From 2014 to 2016, and 6 of 61 major city law enforcement agencies. The human trafficking rate within the Native American community is so high, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's high everywhere, but this is really, it's really high. There was lack of training on identifying and responding appropriately to victims, victim shaming, and victims reluctant to come forward because of the lack of service, and they felt that they would be ridiculed or wouldn't be believed or, you know, it's kind of like the rape victim. If a woman is raped, she's embarrassed to tell her story because she's afraid that she won't be believed. And, well, it must have been her fault anyway. That to me is bullshit. While these rates are staggering, research data shows that the national average is high. They're extremely high murder against Indian and Alaskan Native women. And according to the National Institute of Justice Centers for Disease Control Prevention in 2008, the National Violence Against Women's Survey, NVAWS, less than half of violent victimizations against women are reported to police. Now, according to the National Crime Center, in 2016, there were 5,712 reports of missing American Indian and Alaskan Native women and girls. The National Missing and Unidentified Person System, NAMIS, only logged 116 of those cases. And you've heard me talk about NAMIS before. It is a very, very good tool if you're looking for somebody. It's a very good tool if you put somebody on NAMIS, then they can, their families can get their name out there. It's very, 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 they have unidentified people. it's a very good tool. Now, while it's estimated that rates of violence on reservation can be up to 10 times higher than national averages, research is missing on rates of murder, violence against the women. And that's American Indian and Alaskan Native women. It's staggering to me how many murdered women. There's probably more than we know of because a lot of them haven't been reported. And I think that the average is probably a lot higher. And statistics show us that approximately 1,500 American Indian and Alaska Native missing persons have been entered into the National Crime Information Center, the NCIC, throughout the U.S., and approximately 2,700 cases of murdered homicide offenses have been reported to the federal government program, crime reporting program. So in total, the BIA estimates there are approximately 4,200 missing and murdered cases that have gone unsolved. These investigations are often unsolved due to a lack of resources, you know, or witness testimony or reexamination of the evidence. It's just astonishing to me. Now, here's another missing person. Neil Little Eagle went missing on July 20th, 2017, and was last known to be in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. He is described as having black hair, blue eyes, 5'4" in height, and 140 pounds. He was last seen at the Pine Ridge Indian Health Service emergency room. Pine Ridge Tribal Police Department and BIA OJS Missing and Murdered Unit are seeking information that may assist them with the ongoing search. You can submit tips by texting 847-411 or calling 1-833-560-2065. Kara Cox went missing on May 15th, 2022, and was last known to be in Seminole, Oklahoma. She is described as having brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", and 120 pounds. She also has green Care Bear tattoo on her right shoulder. The Seminole National Light Horse Police Department and BIA OJS Missing and Murder Unit are seeking information that may assist them with the ongoing search. Submit a tip by texting 847-411 or calling 833-560-2065. I wanted to give you a little bit of this information because this crisis is so big and it's bigger than myself. It's bigger than the world and we need to do better because people are people and we just need to help each other. We need to love each other and we need to be there for each other. If you have any information on these cases, please call the numbers that I provided, your local law enforcement or 911. We need to love each other, and there needs to be more of that love in the world. So do me a favor today. If you see somebody out there, even somebody that you've had a fight with, that you can't stand, that you've had an argument with, that you're angry at, First of all, find forgiveness for yourself, not for them. Tell somebody today that you love them. Tell somebody hi. Treat a stranger with kindness. I want to thank you for joining me for Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday. I hope that you all have a wonderful week, and I will see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.